Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have the first of several stories from Marshall Brickeen, who you'll find on Medium.com and on Amazon. And here is Dr. Dad, No Med School Required. It's not that bad, I grimaced. You ripped her arm off! My wife, she isn't a doctor or qualified to offer a medical diagnosis. This wasn't the right time to point that out. My 2-year-old wailed in pain. Josie's elbow is just dislocated, the ER doctor said calmly. We should be able to fix it with a little twist. See, Allie? I smiled weakly. It's not that bad. My wife glared at me. She contemplated inflicting an injury that truly, deeply, testicularly was that bad. Can I see her? Dr. Triana asked Allie. Josie sat in my wife's lap, Allie's arms wrapped around our toddler in a protective iron grip. Strangers, tsunamis, and velociraptors had no chance of harming our girl. Neither did I. You can hold her in your lap, the doctor reassured. I just need to hold her arm. Allie extended Josie's bare arm. The little arm looked normal, except Josie couldn't bend her elbow. And she screamed when the doctor touched it. Dr. Triana gripped Josie's bicep with one hand and her forearm with the other. Josie wailed louder. The doctor slowly rotated the forearm counterclockwise. In 2 seconds, we heard a click. Josie smiled. Does it hurt now? Dr. Triana asked. Josie tested her elbow and shook her head no. This is called nursemaid's elbow, the doctor explained to us. It's a dislocation caused by a sudden yank on her arm or when your husband swings her in circles just holding her hands, Allie interrupted. Even after you told him 100 times that's dangerous and she could get hurt, is that when nursemaid's elbow happens? It also happens in cases of abuse, Dr. Triana continued. That's usually the cause. Allie briefly considered the benefits of having me locked up. But then who would get things off the top shelf and open jars? Marshall is stubborn, Allie growled, and thoughtless and reckless and juvenile, but he's not abusive at all. Dr. Triana looked me in the eye and considered her options. I agree with the not abusive part, I said. Are you going to report me to the police now? No, I believe you. Really? I didn't believe her. So you don't think I did anything wrong just because I told you I didn't do anything wrong? That's the truth in my case, but it seems like a real abuser can get out of this pretty easily. Would you rather I report you? Not me personally, but for the sake of other kids, maybe do a little more investigative work? I already did, the doctor smiled. First, there are no bruises or other signs of abuse on your daughter or your wife. Second, you look way too apologetic and eager to please. Third, child abusers tend to intimidate their spouses. Your wife is obviously not afraid of you. You've got that right, Allie nodded. Marshall should fear for his own life if he does this again. Now you have to be careful, Dr. Triana continued. Once an elbow becomes dislocated, the tendons are stretched, and it's easier for this to happen again. You have to stop swinging her by the arms. Will do, I nodded. I've been telling you that for a year, Allie exclaimed, and now she tells you once and you agree. She's a doctor. I'm your wife. You're also a mammal and fond of blue, I thought. I don't see how wife status gives you additional credibility in a medical situation. Good point, I lied. I'm not convinced Allie even had a point. We drove home in silence, which was nicer than arriving with a wailing toddler. 2 weeks later, we received a $350 bill from the doctor. That's the going patient portion for twisting an arm back in place. A week later, we received a $225 bill from the hospital. That's the going patient portion for renting a room to twist an arm back in place. The next month, we received a bill for the physician's assistant who walked us to the room where the arm would be twisted. Insurance covered $50. We were to pay the additional $175 for this valuable escort service. That's okay, I told myself. You can't put a price on getting your daughter out of pain and able to use both arms. Until it happened again.
Ah! Mom! Dad! Our four-year-old screamed. Something happened to Josie!
Allie and I rushed into the room.
I was pulling Josie up on the couch, Ricky explained, and she just started crying. My arm! My arm! It hurts again!
Get them in the car, Allie commanded. I'll get my keys. Allie sprinted away. I thought of the extensive medical training I'd received from Dr. Triana and all the Grey's Anatomy I've binge-watched. The $750 for the previous five-second treatment played a small part in my decision-making. Josie, let me hold your arm. Now, was that twist clockwise or counterclockwise?
Marshall, Allie snapped, what are you doing?
Uh-oh. Allie is not a fan of DIY home improvements or medicine. I'm getting our daughter out of pain.
You are not a doctor. Let her go of her.
I'm pretty sure it was counterclockwise. Allie, let me just... Click. Josie stopped crying and flexed her little arm. She even managed a surprised smile.
That wasn't so hard, I exhaled. I might even try an appendectomy next week.
Allie rushed over and held Josie close. Unimpressed with my surgical success, my wife glared at me.
I cannot believe you risked our daughter's health. And for what?
$750 plus the $50 copay.
I didn't want her to be in pain for the half hour it takes to get seen in the ER, I explained. So I...
Don't do that again, ever.
I didn't.
Allie did. 6 weeks later, I received a call at work.
Marshall! Allie yelled over the wailing in the background. Josie was playing with some girls and her elbow did that thing again. We're at Juliet's house up in the hills.
That's a half-hour drive with no traffic. Rush hour had just begun.
Do you want to bring her to the hospital? I asked.
I was wondering, Allie said nervously, how did you get her elbow back in place?
Now you want to play doctor?
You're right. I should just call an ambulance.
No, I was kidding. Look, it's really as easy as it looks. All medicine is. Grab, twist counterclockwise, wait for the click.
I listened as Allie reset the arm. 10 seconds later, Josie returned to playing with her friends. Over the next 3 years, my wife and I snapped Josie's elbow back into place a dozen times. By the age of 6, the ligaments had grown taut enough to stop further dislocations. About that time, Josie was playing with the son of our neighbor, Guy. Josie ran home yelling,
Dad! Guy said he hurt his groin! Come twist it and make it better!
Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.